female education in the East, indeed, the clergyman muttered. What next? He was busy and tired of the number of people who were always asking for money for some deserving cause or another. If you are so greatly interested in educating Chinese females, he remarked sarcastically, why don't you do it yourself instead of pestering other people for funds? The dainty little dark-haired lady in the high-waisted dress of the beginning of the last century looked quite taken aback. Her delicate face turned pale, and after a moment she got up hastily, murmured a confused apology, and left the house.